Shalom to all. Today's daf is Maaser Sheni, daf Aleph, the very first daf of the Masechta. And just like we're starting this Masechta together, we should be zecha to finish it together. And of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And today's daf and the entire Masechta and all of Yerushalmi has been sponsored by Ilui Nishmas, Maris Miriam Sarah, Basim Yaakov Moshe. And because all the Torah being learned in her honor, her neshama should have a tremendous aliyah. And we should all be zecha to vetzion b'mishpat yipadeh with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mherv yameinu. As we know, there's 7 years in the Shemitah cycle. And it's only the first 6 years of produce that have to have Trumas and Maasers taken off. And we know that every year we have to separate Truma and Meiser, and that's given to Kain and Levi. And in years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the cycle, Meiser Sheni is separated. Now, what's done with Meiser Sheni? So there's Machalikas of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda that we're going to see throughout the Masechta, whether Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavaya, is it owned by Hashem, if you will, that's of Meir, or is it Mamon Hedyet, it's considered a person's private money, that's Rabbi Yehuda. But either way, according to both of them, the Meiser Sheni is for the owner himself to benefit from, that's similar to Karbonos that the Kohanim are allowed to eat, even though it's owned by Hashem, if you will. However, Meiser Sheni has to be brought up to Yerushalayim and eaten there. It's not going to be eaten out of Yerushalayim. And it can't be brought up or it's going to be spoiled before he manages to get to Yerushalayim. It could be redeemed. He could be paid it, which means its Meiser Sheni's status is transferred onto money. The money is then brought to Yerushalayim and used to purchase food and drink. Now, Meiser Sheni has a special Kedusha at hit, and therefore one has to treat it accordingly. And we begin discussing this in the first Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us Meiser Sheni ain Mechanoisai. One is not allowed to sell Meiser Sheni. What does that mean, sell Meiser Sheni? So, as we just said, redeeming it, being paid it, is not a problem. And this could be done by way of a sale. I sell you my Meiser Sheni. And when the exchange takes place, the Kedusha gets transferred off of the produce onto the money. And that's not a problem. It's a form of pidyon. The mechir that we're talking about right now is where the owner sells the Meiser Sheni, but it retains its Kedusha. And now it's the purchaser's responsibility to bring it up to Yerushalayim. That is not allowed to be done with the Meiser Sheni. The Mishnah continues, Vein Mashkin Noisai, one is not allowed to use that as a mashkin, or collateral for a loan. Vein Machlifin Noisai, one's not allowed to do a barter, an exchange, Voloi Sheiklin Kenegdai, and one's not allowed to weigh something opposite Meiser Sheni. Let's say he has a pound of Meiser Sheni, he can't put that at one side of the scale and weigh something else out, that's not the proper way to treat it. Furthermore, v'loyim or adam l'chaver b'Yerushalayim, a person does not even tell his friend, in Yerushalayim, heilich yayin v'ten li shemen, here take some wine of Meiser Sheni and you give me oil, that's also not okay. V'chein kol sha'ar peiros, also with all other produce, not just with wine and oil, aval nois and zelos amat nois chinom, but they could give it to each other as a gift. It can't be done as an official exchange, I'm only going to give you my wine if you give me your oil, but if he decides to give a gift of wine and his friend decides to gift him oil in exchange, that's okay. Now, once we mention these yisurim with Meiser Sheni, we go on to talk about other things as well. Meiser Behema, when a person has Meiser of his animals, that's when he gathers all of his newborn animals that were born to him that year, and he counts them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the 10th one is Meiser Behema. In Mechanosai, Tamim Chai, he's not allowed to sell it unblemished if it's alive, Vloy Ba'amum, and if it's blemished, he's not allowed to sell it, Chai Vishachot, whether it's alive or even Shechted, Vim Makachim Ba'is Isha, and he's not allowed to be Makadosh a woman with it, and that's because of the special Kedusha it has, so we're not allowed to do these things with it. However, Habachar, firstborn animal, Mechanosai Tamim Chai, it is allowed to be sold if it's unblemished and alive, ubal mum chai v'shachot, if it's blemished, whether it's alive or shechted, umakachin bayis isha, and you can makach a woman with it. And this is when we don't have a beis hamikdash. When we have a beis hamikdash, it's supposed to be brought as a carbon, but without the beis hamikdash, it could be treated like regular. Now going back to Meiser Sheni, v'ein machal and Meiser Sheni al-asimoin, one is not allowed to be machal Meiser Sheni onto an asimoin, which is an unminted coin. It's just a blank coin, and that's not considered money that we're able to be machal Meiser Sheni onto. Furthermore, v'loy alamot beis sheinu yotzei, he's not machal Meiser Sheni onto money, which is not usable. Let's say this currency was taken out of circulation, so even though it is minted, it has an image on it, it's not able to be used. It can't be machal Meiser Sheni onto money, it's not in his rishus. Let's say it's his money, but it's going to be very difficult to obtain. It could be it's in a very deep pit, or it's very far away, and he would have to hire somebody for a lot of money to go bring him his money. So that's not considered money that Meiser Sheni is allowed to be machal onto. I think Gemara begins by quoting the Mishnah, Meiser Sheni ain meichanosei v'chulu, and we explain why is he not allowed to sell it. Ain meichanosei b'mnei kasev by kedusha. He can't sell Meiser Sheni because it says the word Kedusha in regards to Meiser Sheni. As the pasuk says, Kedush LaHashem. It's not considered treating it properly if he sells it. Furthermore, in Mamashkin Oisai, he's not allowed to give it as a mashkin, as a collateral for a loan, Bibanesha Kasav by Bracha, because it says about Meiser Sheni that a person is going to receive Bracha. As the pasuk says, Ki Recha Hashem Lekecha. Now, if he uses it as a mashkin for a loan, that's not an expression of Bracha, because that means that he owes money and he doesn't have the ability to pay it. So we don't want to take Meiser Sheni, about which Bracha is written, and use it for something which is the opposite of Bracha. The Gemara continues, Kate said, Ein Meichan Oisai. What does it mean that we can't sell it? And this is as we explained. Lo yamar adam l'chaver, a person can't tell his friend, Hey l'cha as hamana hazeh shal Meiser Sheni, take this mana of Meiser Sheni, v'tel li bay chamishim zuz shal chulin, and give me 50 zuz of chulin. Now, it doesn't have to be 50 zuz of chulin. That's half the amount that Meiser Sheni is actually worth. The main point is, as we had explained, that he's not allowed to sell the Meiser Sheni to his friend, so now his friend has to deal with it and schlep it up to Yerushalayim, and he has money of chulin. That's the main thing, because that's not proper Kedusha. Now we say, Mantana Ein Meichan Oisai. Chanoisai, who's a Tano that Maaser Sheni is not allowed to be sold? Rav Meir. It's according to Rav Meir. As we had said in the introduction, Rav Meir holds Maaser Sheni Mamun Gavayahu. And you can't treat Hashem's money like this. Baram Kribuda, but according to Rav Yehuda, Bedin Hu Yishei Motel Maichrai Mikavachimer, it's logical to say that one would be allowed to sell it based off of a Kavachimer. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that Maaser Sheni Mamun Hedyatu. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're suggesting that one would be allowed to sell Maaser Sheni. What's the Kavachimer? I'm Truma Shiasru Lazarim Motel Maichra, just like we see by Truma. That's also for non-Kohanim to eat. You're allowed to sell Truma. Maaser Sheni Shu Motel Lazarim. Maaser Sheni, which is allowed to be eaten by non-Kohanim, ain't a din Shei Motel Maichrai? Wouldn't we say for sure that one is allowed to sell it? Or now we say, Loi, that's not so, because Im Marta Betruma. If you want to say this by Truma, maybe the reason why it's allowed to be sold is She'ena Tuna Mechitza, because it doesn't require Mechitza. It doesn't need to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. But Tamer Maaser Sheni, are you going to say the same applies to Maaser Sheni? Shehu Ton Mechitza. One has to eat Maaser Sheni within the walls of Yerushalayim, and so maybe it's not allowed to be sold. For now we suggest Bikurim Yechichu. Bikurim should prove that it doesn't make a difference. She'en Tuna Mechitza. Bikurim, the first fruits, do need to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. Umotel Maichron, and one is allowed to sell Bikurim. However, once again, the Gemara knocks us away by saying, Loi, that's not so, because Im Amarta Bikurim, if you want to say this by Bikurim, She'en on Taifsen as Demeyan. They're not Taifes, the money paid for them, which means when a person buys Bikurim, the Kedusha of the Bikurim doesn't get transferred to the money, the Bikurim remains the Bikurim, and the money remains Chulin. But Taimer Maaser Sheni, are you going to say that applies to Maaser Sheni? Shu Taifes is Damav. The Kedusha of the Maaser Sheni is taken on by the money paid for it, so we see the Maaser Sheni is more Chamer, and therefore perhaps one is not allowed to sell Maaser Sheni. And lastly, we suggest, Shvias Taichiach, the Shemitah will prove that's not a problem. She Taifes as Domea Umotel Maichra. Then when Shemitah produce is sold, the money paid for it takes on Kedusha Shemitah, and still one's allowed to sell it. However, on this, Amar Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda says, and Rav Yehuda is the same person as Rav Yehuda, Mizu, you want to learn from here? You're trying to bring a raya from Shemitah, the one's allowed to sell Maaser Sheni? That doesn't make sense. Mechirasal Shel Shvias, Hi Chilula, the sale of Shemitah is its Chilul. In other words, Rav Yehuda is saying that what you're telling me from Shemitah is not a raya that you're allowed to sell Maaser Sheni. It's basically the same thing as Pidyan Maaser Sheni. When a person sells Shemitah produce, so Kedusha goes on to the money, the same way when a person is paid the Maaser Sheni through a sale, the Kedusha goes on to the money. Or trying to prove the opposite, that when a person sells Maaser Sheni, the Maaser Sheni produce retains its status and the money does not get the Kedusha. And so we have not proved anything. Clearly at this juncture, we see the Rav Yehuda actually does not allow the sale of Maaser Sheni, even though he holds that it's Mamun Hedyot, one is still not allowed to sell it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.